Okay, I'll go in there. Try to find some bolts. Looking around.
Okay.
I see a bunch of arrows. I'm looking for bolts. I see 50 bolts.
A lot
I was
of
waiting
bolts.
To take the lead.
Yeah. The next morning, you set out early. It takes half a day's journey to reach the edge of the forest. It is uneventful, but the weather is pleasant. You finally arrive. The wood stands before you, a painting of humanoid life. The trees are posed figures, bold in youth, contorted in antiquity. Their skin creates a palette, ashen, alabaster, ochre, umber, black, and blood, each with wiry hair of striking contrast. As you step closer to its edge, the birds and the beasts grow silent as a ball hushes to the announcement of the arrival of a crown prince.
Huh.
As you got near its edge, any sounds you heard before silenced.
You said that they announced a prince?
No. It's a metaphor.
Oh. Like a ball.
The birds and bees grow silence as a ball does when the announcement of the crown prince.
I got so confused when you said that. I was like, what are you talking about?
You're like, huh? It's like he doesn't know.
Which one of you is a prince?
That's my secret story, Aaron.
That should be the end of the next episode.
Huh? That was the end of the first episode.
I know.
Okay, well, we're in. We need to start venturing our way forth before.
We got to get to the center.
Yeah, so.
So you will want to camp out until it's at its flow.
Yeah, we also need the list of ingredients, right?
Yes, you got those. You need one bag of swift rock mushrooms. The mushrooms are orange with black stripes.
What are they called?
Swift rock mushrooms.
Okay.
You need a jar of Turog Miss.
Mist.
Miss.
Miss.
T-U-R-O-G space M-I-S. Which Aaron knows is Sylvan for wood troll urine.
Got it.
Three bags of Dawn Owlbear feathers.
Rick's allergic to those.
And a single fairy's tear. It says only three of the four are required.
Gentlemen, I think if we get all four, that'll be a good thing.
How much of the mushrooms?
One bag of mushrooms, three bags of feathers.
Okay.
Okay, so we need to get these ingredients. I mean, there's four things of ingredients. Do we want to, like, we each get one, or do you guys want to do it all together?
I don't know if it's safe to split up here. In the school, it might have been safer.
It's true.
This place may be dangerous.
Yeah, of course, we stick together.
Especially for a cockatrice showing up or anything.
Yeah.
And we're still journeying through.
We're waiting at the edge.
Okay.
You're waiting at the edge.
We're camping at the edge.
Okay.
Waiting for all of the death to dissipate before we start traveling.
Wait
again.
For this death.
Does the death go in and out? Out and in?
So life, death.
Okay.
Torque will create a fire and start cooking up some meat for his friends so we can all have something good, nice meal before we venture in.
Okay, thank you, Torque. Do we need to collect some kindling?
Well, I mean, I built the fire already.
Okay.
You can go get some more if we want to have more fire throughout the night.
I missed it. We had a friend growing up who wanted a cooking fire, then he wanted a social fire. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, this is really good.
You wait.
I don't know, you were such a cook.
I'm not. It's just meat, and it's fire. Season.
Damn. This rotation.
What is it seasoned with?
Don't ask.
This rotation of 12 hours, like, so we have an idea of when it's going to be? Will it be morning, midnight, noon? Like, what's the, you know what I mean?
Yep.
As far as the method of.
So, you will want to start out at 7 a.m.
Waking up at 6:53.
All right,
I'll be ready.
Can I try to get Aaron while we're going to sleep? While we're sitting here, I mean, okay, lower to open up to me.
Up to him.
You gotta talk to me.
Would I roll this shit or I talk to him?
No,
you talk
to
roll
me.
You roll with NPCs.
We are characters.
Okay.
In the world, he's controlling the characters that aren't our characters.
Okay.
Like I can maybe tell you things about or
like,
ask
I can
you
roll
if
he's lying. I can't roll
to see if they're lying, but you can't like roll dice to persuade him to do something.
Okay. So, like, my charisma and everything doesn't matter, like, in non-MVC.
Usually
situation.
Not.
I mean, there could be a moment where, like, you're trying to, like, maybe you could charm somebody or do a spell or something like that.
If you're trying to lie to someone
to get their trust.
And,
just kidding.
Or convince them of something that they don't know, then you would have to do, like, a challenge roll. where you roll the die and then they roll versus your...
Yeah, like deception versus insight.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
All right. How should I put this? So you're nervous for tomorrow? You got anything, you think we got everything handled, everything that we need?
I believe that we are prepared.
Okay.
I hope.
I don't know if you heard me earlier, but I think we should try to go for all four things. Not just pass with three out of four.
The Turog Miss may be one of the hardest.
What do you know about it?
You can only get it from a wood troll.
Early in the morning.
What does it mean, Turog Miss? What is that?
It is the urine of a wood troll.
Do you have a lot of experience with that? With
urine from wood trolls? No. I do not, but I understand the language.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I don't believe that to be easy to get.
Pretty crazy seeing your friend last night, or two nights ago.
It was very odd. I was not expecting it.
Any hard feelings over what happened? I mean, what was he when you got banished?
He was there as well, but the curse was everywhere. Everyone was frantically trying to solve an issue, and they pointed fingers at me.
Did he point fingers at you?
The elders that were left.
Okay.
Most of them had already died. I don't blame him.
What are your parents like?
They had died as well.
Do you have any siblings?
No.
Yeah, I don't want to be nosy or anything, but if there's anything you want to tell me that you want to get off your chest, I'm here for you. You know, like I just want to, you know, if I can contribute in any way.
I'm pretty good right now.
Okay.
But what about you? Anything you want to tell me?
Honestly, I'm not that interesting.
No?
No. I mean, I studied real hard to get here. I had a normal upbringing.
Do you sleep well?
Normal childhood. Sleep like a rock. But yeah, thanks for asking.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, look around to see what Torque is doing.
Torque is sitting by the fire, eating a very hot piece of meat without any utensil. You think I'd be burning him, but it seems to be okay.
There's like a fork below you.
He's very excited. He's looking at, he keeps looking over at Vulcan every once in a while.
Okay.
At one point, he just like, a birthmark. Is it like a birthmark on your face?
That's what we
would if that were true.
I pivot my attention towards Vulcan as well. I'm just now in the conversation. Okay?
That was...
Okay, well, I just, you know.
That was it.
Torque.
We're not gonna...
Off of his fingers, and then just falls over and falls immediately asleep.
You want to keep your identity, then I understand, but if you feel like you got something, like some kind of malformation, deformity, you don't have to hide that. We're not me. Or a lore, I'm sure.
Ella's going to go over and prepare his...
If you're uncomfortable wearing that thing, like you said you were, then...
I did not say I was uncomfortable.
I think you said it to him. Yeah, I said he gets uncomfortable or hot sometime.
He said no. Right.
So you said it gets very hot. Or very hot. Oh, okay.
Sometimes.
Okay, all right.
He said it gets hot. He didn't necessarily say uncomfortable, though. But yeah,
I've never been hot and comfortable, I'll tell you that.
Never.
Just want to put that out there. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to answer. But I'll let you get some rest. Okay.
You glance over at Elor. He's sitting upright. Seems to be asleep. But also awake.
I go up for the... guy who raised me did that.
His eyes aren't closed.
I sit down. My bedroll, instead of being laid out full length, it's doubled over, and I sit facing away from the fire.
All right. So, you go to sleep. You're excited for your adventure tomorrow.
Witch troll kills us in the night.
Pisses all over us.
All your jars are full. Your nostrils. You wake up the next day. The weather seems to have shifted for the worst. You pack your stuff up, head out.
Seven.
Exactly seven. Once you're in the woods for a while, you notice you're puzzled by the wind in this place. One moment it seems to blow from the east, the next the west. Rural nature.
All of us?
Yep, or... you can all do it.
I
see what you rolled.
21 as well.
5!
And then what's,
Get them all on now before combat starts.
Alright, just switch them out.
Alright, so Elor and Vulcan. At first seemed random, the wind, is now clear to you. This forest is breathing.
Breathing? Which way are we heading to get to the center?
You are heading west.
Okay. So, yeah, so we're heading into a...
We're approaching from the east.
Into it.
Torque notices nothing. No one seems to be telling them what they noticed.
Doesn't it suck?
He's ignorant.
I was real close to noticing.
He's in bliss because of his ignorance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Put your guys' figures on the hill. As best you can. Who's, like, out front scouting?
Probably me.
Roll perception.
I will also...
14.
Like, if he's going to take the left flank, I'll take the right flank, kind of looking.
Okay.
15.
14 and 15? Well, roll initiative.
Roll initiative?
Yep.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody. What the hell is that?
Top center.
18.
Yeah.
17. I had
18
too, but minus 1.
6. 7. All right.
In the morning, they probably have it written down, but I give them good berries again. They only last 24 hours, so.
Okay, so another 2.
You have 2.
So, you need to head in this direction.
I do so!
Do we sweat?
We just move.
Okay. We move like a spacer.
Down the hill.
You
roll down.
Your speed.
I roll down.
Huh? We'll start with Thane.
Okay.
Move your speed. So, your speed is 5? 6?
He is 30
Good job
feet
with that.
6.
So, move 6
One,
spaces,
two,
or 6
three,
inches.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not half a foot.
Mine says 25 feet. What is that?
You're 5...
Inches. 5 squares.
5 squares. So...
I go forward, just 1 square behind
hang
you.
On.
Oh, I do nothing.
A natural 20.
I want to have easy access to this thing.
Shane.
Did his dog go with it?
Yes.
Take.
Did your dog roll initiative?
No.
Oh,
dog
shit.
Needs to roll initiative.
4. Does he have anything?
He does.
Whatever you wrote down last time.
6.
That's yours. Whatever you wrote down for the dog.
I don't know if I did that.
Dog Mercury. Is that just what you wrote down today?
Yes.
For his name?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything on the other side?
You ready? You're going to need a good amount of space.
Okay.
AC 13, 22 hit points. Speed 40 feet. Perception's +3. Stealth is +5. Initiative is a +3. Bite is a +3 to hit. It does 1d6 +1 piercing damage. Teleport up to 40 feet. So, Shane, you are bit. You take 4 piercing damage. You're bit by a beak.
I am?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever it did, got a natural 20.
You need to roll a constitution saving throw. You just turn to see this thing that bit you. It's like a mix between a lizard, a bird, and a bat.
It's got the cheeks.
7 plus what?
Constitution.
Constitution save.
6. Yeah, I mean
7
9.
Plus.
Okay, that is a failed save. The creature begins to turn to stone and is restrained.
I roll a 23 nature check on the creature that I see.
It's a cockatrice.
It's a cockatrice!
So your speed becomes 0. Anything that tries to attack you has advantage. Your attacks have disadvantage. And dexterity saving throws have a disadvantage. Try to make them.
Okay.
What turned to stone?
Shane.
He's restrained. He's not.
You
stone.
Said the creature turned to stone.
Yeah,
the
creature
the
cockatrice is attacking.
Yes.
Okay.
You must repeat the saving throw at the end of each turn. On a success, the effect ends. On a failure, you're petrified.
I can't use medicine on myself?
You can.
The medicine wouldn't help with the petrification, though, right? It would just be for
if you had the
you
right
wanted it to.
If you had the right medicine.
Maybe I do.
Well,
let me know.
Now that you know that there's danger. Wow. Look, Torque.
Look for a weasel.
Roll perception.
10. Perception. 9.
You see no weasels.
No.
How does that happen?
My knowledge is gone. I mean, I need to go defend my friend.
Okay.
I move forward at a man go up to 5. There's one away from him.
So you want to move here?
Yep.
Here?
Yeah.
Well, that might...
Just put him next to him. Put him like there.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, can I take an action now as well? I mean, swing for whatever I can to get him as far away from Thane as possible.
Okay.
With my warhammer.
All right, roll d20. Do you want to start raging?
Fucking not yet. Until if he starts getting me, then I will.
All right.
7.
What's your plus to hit?
Should be in the middle of your sheet. Somewhere around a +5, +6.
+5.
So, what's 12. That total? That hits.
12.
Roll your damage.
So 1d8, which is this
yep,
one?
That one.
+5b, which is...
Bashing.
7.
12?
12.
You run up. And you sort of do a running golf swing.
Yeah, I was thinking I was going to go up.
It's kind of low
to
the ground. You hit it, and you hear some snapping in its ribs area.
Yeah.
I'll make as sure it sort of flops to the ground, quickly gets back up and looks at you.
Yeah.
With evil in its eyes.
Okay.
All right. Volkerm. Volkim.
Now it's a point in which I rage.
Like to... move over to the edge of the hill within range for my crossbow. My allies do not grant cover to the enemy, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. And I take a shot. I miss wide.
Okay. Miss wide. Allure.
No. Wasn't critical.
I think that I will reach in and grab a stem thorns and attempt a thorn whip at the creature.
Okay. From where you're standing?
Like it's 30 foot, feet right? range. So that's what I have right now. Am I good?
You're good.
Okay.
You're
good. Melee spell attack against the creature. I think it's plus 4. 7. 12.
Oh.
Versus AC?
This is make a melee spell attack.
It's a hit.
Creature takes 1d6. Well, I guess it's 1.
Okay.
Is the creature large or smaller?
Smaller. Small.
I can pull it some. Should I pull it or no? Did it move at all whenever you hit it?
Oh, yeah. Ribs cracked like a motherfucker.
Well, I know. Did it...
It got back up and now it's looking at me with evil.
Did it move squares at all? Or is it in the same spot? So it's still right next to it.
Yeah.
So... I can pull it one square closer towards me. That way it's one square further from Thane to attack
it. But it's one square closer to Eric, isn't it?
Well, it's still just as close to Eric.
It's still adjacent.
But he doesn't have advantage over him.
Yeah, if it attacks you, it gets to roll twice and take the best. Yeah.
Okay.
So at least this way I can pull it, and hopefully he won't be attacking you where he gets an even better shot at hitting.
Yeah. Okay.
My creature rolled a 3. I don't know if I want to use it though to attack this thing.
Your cape?
Yeah. Because he only does it.
He smothers him.
He only does 1d4 damage, only has 7 hit points. And an AC of 12. Mm-hmm. So. I'll just wear him for now.
Okay.
Alright.
Mercury should have a turn.
Yeah,
whatever.
It should be right after.
What did Mercury roll?
He rolled a 6.
Can I move him up to the close to me?
Have him roll perception. Since he didn't at the start of this fight.
His perception is a +3.
Yes.
It's 8.
Doesn't see anything.
Move him up next to you, like over here.
It doesn't do. Oh, yeah.
Like, where do you want him?
Right.
You want him to attack the thing?
Yes.
Right there?
Yes.
Okay. Roll hit.
It's 7 plus. 3?
That's a miss. So, he sort of runs down, but he's looking at you, and he's all worried.
Yeah.
He's a little distracted.
Okay.
Okay, Thane.
Can I try to use medicine on myself?
What medicine do you have?
He starts taking everything.
I believe you have a healing potion.
Okay, so do I have to roll for that? Can I just use that shit?
You can just use it. You don't know if it has any effects on petrification. You didn't learn anything about that in class. As far as you know, it just heals hit points.
What about some of the shit I stole from that dude?
I mean, unless you know what it is, what it does.
I mean, I don't think we ever got an answer of what can solve turning to stone. The guy that we learned this from said he cut off his finger so he wouldn't turn to stone.
Yeah. You were bitten the leg.
So we can cut off your leg.
We'll do that.
Remember when he was drowning?
Calvin, you know what the shit does?
I don't even have it.
So you just know what the shit does. You like to do the shit.
I do. Even if I knew, I couldn't
well,
do the shit.
Well, are my hit points, are they diminishing as I become more petrified?
No.
I mean, you got bit, that's what caused your hit points to go down, now you're turning to stone.
Well, that's what I'm saying, they don't go down. So if they did, I would wait a little bit and then use it.
No, but it is easier for them to bite you. So it, like, the petrification is not causing you hit point loss, but it continuing to bite you.
Anything that attacks you will get an advantage, is what the idea is right now.
Yeah. You'll get to roll twice and take the better result.
But if you're stone, you're fine.
Yeah. Because we're already in the
so is
stage
he like,
where in 24 hours he's going
to. Is he slowly
die.
Turning to stone?
Yes.
So I'm not exactly next to him now, right?
No.
Okay. I can't move to be next to him to attack him. I have a crossbow. So if he dies, does my petrification process stop?
From the lecture? No.
Okay. I mean, the guy cut off his finger.
So I'm just screwed.
Well, no. So you have another saving throw at the end of this turn.
Okay.
Which is a constitution saving throw. If you pass, your body just fights it.
Okay.
You're fine.
Okay.
If you fail, you're stoned.
You can try to shoot him.
Yeah, I guess I'll try to shoot him with crossbow. I have a hand crossbow.
So you don't know if it will work, but you can use Lay on Hands instead of to regain hit points to cure the target of one disease or neutralize one poison affecting it.
Does anybody have that?
He has Lay on.
I mean, that's his move.
He's a paladin.
Can I try doing that?
So you have a pool of healing power. With that pool, you can restore a total number of hit points equal to your paladin level times 5. As an action, you can touch a creature and draw power from the pool to restore a number of hit points up to the maximum amount remaining in your pool. So you have a total of 10 to work with, basically.
Okay.
You can expend 5 of those to cure the target of one disease or neutralize a poison affecting it. You can cure multiple diseases and neutralize multiple poisons with a single lay on hands, expending hit points separately for each one.
What do you guys think I should do?
I mean, you need your leg.
Yeah, work on yourself. I mean, we'll handle this thing.
I mean,
as soon as you neutralize the poison, you won't be
immobile
anymore.
If he fails a saving throw, he won't be turned to stone immediately, right?
Immediately.
Will be immediately?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's silly.
He had the first one when he bit. He failed that one. At the end of his next turn, he gets another one.
Okay.
And then he's stone.
All right.
I should do that.
Do the lay on hands.
Okay. Am I going to roll for that? Or
nope. So
you expend from your pool, though.
Yep.
Yeah,
you
need to make sure.
You need to use these 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've expended 10 of my...
5 of your 10.
We have 5 of my 10 of those.
It seems to have no effect.
Okay. Well, now what can I do?
Now roll a saving
throw. Now you
throw.
Roll a saving throw and hope you...
Constitution.
Do well.
12.
And Constitution is 2.
You pass.
Okay.
All right. Bump the D&D. Right, this... Great backstory, and you die from a wolf.
So what were the points I took to do that thing that didn't work?
They're your health pool for when you use Lay on Hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You only get so much per day.
You get 10 per day.
Okay.
And then once you rest, you get them back.
You can either, like if Aaron took 8 points of damage, you can Lay on Hands, give him 8 back, and then you have 2 more to do for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Cockatrices.
Stay out of the long grass.
Well, good thing I moved, because now you're not flanked.
All right, Thane.
Yes.
I
think I'm going to just shoot things with my crossbow.
15 to hit.
You got one right next to you right now. 15 against your AC?
His armor class is 15.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that pass or is it going to be higher?
Equal is hit.
Okay.
It hits armor class.
You take 5 points of piercing damage.
I do?
Yep.
Okay.
23 minus how many did you take from his first?
5.
It took one.
From his first bite.
Right.
Okay.
No, it had to have been 2. It couldn't have been less than 2.
Okay. So 23 minus 7.
Okay.
He didn't actually heal. He used 5 hit points to cure a disease and it didn't work, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And now roll saving throw.
8 plus...
Constitution?
10.
Okay.
Here's all your saving throws.
Okay.
8 plus 2.
10.
Fail.
Turn to stone again.
Restrained. So at the end of your next turn, you'll have to make another save. In the same situation as before. As you were dealing with that one, trying to lay on hands, you feel another bite, this time in your other leg.
Okay.
As one snuck up behind you. Vulcan. A 10 versus AC.
Miss.
Okay. So it comes out of the trees, out of the denseness of the forest, and starts to run up the hill. You manage to just dodge out of the way as it tries to bite at your leg as you leap backwards.
Alrighty.
Thane.
Okay. Can I try to do this again?
Yep. Well, you need to have your action first.
18. Whatever his action is, it's 18.
So what are you doing?
I thought it was the saving throw was to see if it stops.
That's at the end of your turn.
Well, I wasn't going to do anything. I guess I
can
attack.
Well, no, if you don't want to do anything else, then you just roll that.
That's why I honestly thought I was done.
Okay, yeah. Then you're fine.
Okay.
Torque.
For both leg wounds?
I'm going to attack the initial attacker again because I'm closest to it.
Yes.
In which case, I will just activate my rage and swing away.
You do so.
So I get plus 2 to my melee weapon. I take half damage. Okay, so I'm going to roll for hitting, right? Like, see if I actually
hit
it.
You got attack, yeah.
So that ends up at 18 plus 5.
That hits.
Which is a 23. So then we'll D8 plus 5. So 6, 11, and then plus 2 makes it 13.
You start to rage.
My eyes glow.
How do you attack?
I mean, the guy's right in front of me. It's going to be a jumping attack to go down to his head into the ground.
Okay.
Warhammer style.
Driving him
like
into the ground.
Like 300 when he's like a stake.
Yeah, I can't jump high, but I can jump far.
Well, his head explodes like a watermelon.
Yep. That was my attack.
You can move if you want.
I would move to do what I can to help Thane because he's in the worst. I don't know what I could do. I certainly don't want to take his leg, but I know that would save him. So maybe I get like put my body in front of whatever the closest creature is.
You can move around to try and flank that guy with him.
To flank him.
Let's that way you would have advantage.
Yes.
Okay. Move around.
Vulcan.
I'd like to switch from my crossbow to my spear.
Okay, if you drop it, you can do it. If not, you have to take an action.
Okay, I'll drop it.
Okay.
In the tall grass. I... 10?
10 is a miss. You stab at him, and you just barely pierce his wing. You were very close, but he seems to take no real damage. Allura.
Elor starts to run over this way up the hill.
Okay.
And as he does so, he whistles, and the little cape guy floats up in the air. And then he starts to change, Elor does, into something else.
Something else.
It takes 5 years to do so.
6 of 12 at 12 HP. And he transforms into a giant weasel.
I knew it!
He starts to skin it.
No! And he runs up to this cockatrice and attempts to bite it. Which is a 17.
That hits.
And does 3
plus
6
three.
Damage.
Okay, so you run up and you grab at the base of its neck, bite, it shakes itself away, looks. Mercury.
Did Aaron do absolutely no damage to him, pretty much?
No, he did 6.
He did 6 damage.
Oh, okay, because that like wasn't...
He's theoretically immune to petrification.
Maybe. We'll see. I think
we'll
I'm getting
see.
This close. I better change and
yeah.
try and see what happens here.
Okay.
see this giant chicken?
The same cockatrice that Allure attacked.
Yep.
I'm going to command Mercury to bite.
Okay.
Okay.
He goes up. He has advantage because it is flanked.
Okay.
So you get to roll a d20 twice and take the best result.
All right. 3, hopefully better than that, is 18.
That hits. Roll his damage.
That's not a damage die.
Oh, you need to use your whatever.
D6.
It's a square.
Yeah.
is 7 piercing damage.
He runs up. It is now flanked by a giant weasel and a blink dog and a warlock.
Imagine him, like, blinking, like, shh, shh, shh.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yep.
Well, the blink is a power he can only do so often, so.
If you want
him to waste
choreography, I'm thinking he could shh, 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 and bites him.
You want
in an anime, it would do that, yes.
Yeah.
Like, if it was anime, like, if we're
like
animating this after, I imagine it would look kind of like that.
So, back to the cockatrices. That guy is...
I believe Shane also cured himself, right?
I did.
Oh, yeah. So that's off.
I have a question.
Yep.
Can I use command on a creature? Like, command on these things?
What does it say?
You
does
speak
say
one word
creature?
Command to a creature, and you can see that you can see within range. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or follow the command on its next turn. The spell has no effect as the target is undead. If it doesn't understand your language, or if your command is directly harmful to it.
So it won't understand it, but...
Okay. So if it doesn't understand the language, it won't work.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you, like, die! Because it won't do that anymore.
So, okay, I just want to... Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to attack Thane again.
Can I speak with animals?
You can speak with animals and then try command. But first, you're bit.
All right. Put myself in the middle.
5 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And roll a con save.
So Thane is the tank.
Just laying there again. Ah!
Yes.
Bites it again.
Good.
Ah!
17.
Okay, 19. You're fine.
Good.
Ah!
He hasn't done anything. He just... It's like Jim Carrey. He's
like,
mature.
Ah! Ah!
This guy... He turns around to attack the dog.
Okay.
He rolls a 19 versus AC.
That hits.
Does 4 points of piercing damage, and it needs to roll con save.
Oh, no.
He is 22.
Four. Huh?
Yeah.
22 con?
22 hit points.
Oh, I'm worried about his con. That's what I'm worried about. His dog turns to stone.
19.
He's fine. Okay. To Thane.
All right. So, we're going to do some significant here.
Kill it.
Okay.
Okay. Wrathful Smite.
Yep.
The next time you hit with a melee weapon attack during the spell's duration. So I gotta use it and then I can't use it the next turn?
The duration is on the upper right-hand side of the card.
Up to a minute.
Okay.
So that's like a combat. That's 10 rounds.
Okay. The next time you hit with a melee weapon attack during this spell's duration, your attack deals an extra 1d6 psychic damage. Additionally, if the target is a creature, it must make a wisdom saving throw or be frightened of you until the spell's end. As an action, the creature can take a wisdom check against your spell, save DC to steal its resolve in this spell.
Okay. So you hit it and scare it away. Possibly.
Well, if it doesn't die, we don't get experience points, right?
But it... Well, no. You still do.
You still defeat it.
We're not...
Yeah.
I don't think we're actually going with experience points anyway. We're doing milestones.
Yeah.
But so, as long as you defeat something...
Playing a lot of Final
Fantasy. You get experience.
Okay, so I can try Wrathful Smite.
Okay.
Okay.
So, is that an action or should I say?
It's a bonus action.
Okay. So you do that, and now on your next hit, which is this one,
yeah,
you roll to hit like normal. If you hit, that also happens.
Have any crazy attacks I don't know about? There's always these cards.
Well, you have what is it? Holy Smite.
The card that he's using is Wrathful Smite.
Yeah.
Is that a
well? He also has Divine Smite. Which instead of doing a spell, he can spend one of those spells to just do an extra 2d8 radiant damage.
I thought I had to have the card to use that.
Nope. No, that's a special ability.
It's something, yeah, all paladins have.
Okay, so instead of doing this spell?
Instead of doing that, you could instead just do 2d8 extra damage. So you can hit it really hard, or you can hit it harder than normal and try to make it run away.
If it runs away, we could go get more.
They do.
I don't know what they do.
They hunt in packs.
We know they hunt in packs. If we're killing part of its pack, maybe it's got more. Wolves hunt in packs, and then they have a bigger pack back at home they feed. They're feeding babies and stuff.
Big pack goes to hunt, and the small pack stays with the kids.
Yeah, but what if they go back get some of their packs, come back and get you?
We'll go get the kids later on. Avenge
me. Avenge me.
You can do a little bit more than normal damage.
Or try to make them run away.
Or you can do a lot of damage.
But
well,
a little bit more.
If you're trying to kill it, kind of thing.
It's a little. If I do a little bit more, it runs away.
Yeah. So you do a D10 plus a D6, and it makes a saving throw to be frightened of you.
So the other one is a D10 and then plus 2D8?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll try that.
But you could roll 2 once. And then you'd be sad.
I would be sad.
But because you have a great weapon, you get to reroll 1 sometimes.
Okay. So a D10 and then what?
First you have to hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or did he already? I can't remember.
He hasn't done any attack.
It's been so long.
He hasn't rolled an attack yet.
Shit.
Okay, that's a 14 plus your
that
hits. To hit. Okay.
It was a 1, but I didn't do it right.
So roll your damage.
Okay. Using what?
A D10.
D10.
So that's a D10.
Yep.
And then this twice.
Yep.
6. Plus
6.
6, so 12.
Plus
5.
17. Plus 3.
So 20. You take your greatsword, you spin around, slash at its flank, you cut off one wing and a good part of its flesh.
Okay.
But it still stands.
Dang!
Torque.
All right, Torque. You're raging.
I'm raging. I'm right there, too. I'm gonna, you know, he just took out a big chunk. I'm gonna go for the other.
Okay. Do it.
Okay. Hit from the side, that way the skeleton moves, but all of the guts like stand still.
14
like
plus 5,
that
which
hits.
Is a 19 hit. And then D8 plus 5, 2, so 7. Plus 2 because my damage, I'm still raging. So 9.
So 9?
Chop off the other way, can't fly.
You hit it, and you just, like the Batman, break its back, you just keep it.
Good.
Keep hitting.
Okay.
Good.
Vulcan.
I'm really worried this thing's going to bite me. So I will do Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
I have a question real quick.
Yes.
When my rage, it says advantage on strength check and strength saving throw. What does that mean?
So you're really strong.
Yeah.
So if something tries to grapple you, you get to roll twice, take the better. If you try to like lift something heavy, you roll twice, get the better.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You That's run faster, it. You jump higher.
Not too high, you're still a dwarf.
Critical fail.
Wah, wah, wah. All right.
Calvin, you've done nothing this fight.
I am
you
aware.
You went, psh, psh.
So you shoot your Eldritch Blast.
I try to use my spear and I fit.
And sweating so much, you got sweat in your eyes.
It's
you couldn't
mask,
tell the difference
man.
Between the cockatrice and the blink dog. You almost hit the blink dog. Luckily, you miss.
Oh. I said too.
Are you going to hit me or the blink dog?
If only your mask wasn't so hot. It's all foggy in there. Elor.
All right. Well, I'm still
one left.
I'm still a giant weasel. I'm going to bite it.
Bite it. That hits.
16, so... 4 plus 3, so 7 piercing damage.
All right, so you leap onto its back... bite at its neck and wrench its head free from its body.
Aha!
And sort of throw it up in the air and then catch it again on the way down.
Weasel!
Tor turns and looks and just raises his giant hair above his head.
Yes, somehow I've done this.
Weasel!
I know I took that note and it worked.
Right. Now we cheer.
Tor's
nickname.
Tor is so heavy.
It's
like,
cool.
So raging too. My eyes are glowing.
Good. Real quick, I guess, I'm going to do a perception check as my weasel.
Okay.
I get an extra bonus. Weasel has advantage on wisdom checks with hearing and smell. It's 18, which I'm sure is going to be enough.
Okay.
That's 12. So 18 plus 1, so 19.
You have a sense of pending danger. The forest itself didn't like you killing these creatures.
Well, they shouldn't have attacked us.
All right, so you survived your first real combat as a group.
There's 3 different times where I had a 50% chance of to die.
Turn to stone.
You would have only been stunned for 24 hours.
Okay.
But in 24 hours, the thing...
You would have had to carry him, which would have been hilarious, which is what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
Damn. That would have been funny.
You have to carry him the whole way.
Okay. Well, to be fair, we don't know that he only stays stunned for 24 hours. We might have left
him. Yeah, leave him.
He's going to slow us down.
It's a magical effect.
Yeah.
So that's why lay on hands doesn't affect it. It's not like a disease or a
okay.
poison
gotcha.
Or something like that. It's described as a magical.
Okay.
That was pretty bad. Whenever it does nothing after all of that setup.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
So the force is angry at us then.
Yeah.
We've learned that there's I don't sense any more creatures anywhere or hear anything. No sounds of anything.
No, it's quiet other than your fellow's labored breathing.
Right. So we need to heal him up.
Yes,
still have
5 more hit points from his lay on hands.
You're pretty low. You're at 11 of 23.
Yeah. So that'll bring him up to 16 if he uses lay on hands.
Is it more useful to use that or healing potion?
Healing potion will have to be a one-time use. So I would use lay on hands.
You could also use your good berries.
You have 2 good berries that would give you 1 extra hit point
each.
Yeah, maybe lay on hands.
Okay. So you heal 5, so you're up to 16. And you're in no further fear of petrification. Once you pass the saving throw, you're fine.
Okay.
Hopefully you get like some antibodies from this.
Exactly.
It doesn't happen ever.
Yeah, magical antibodies.
Or he becomes super allergic and has to carry an EpiPen around with him. He has shock while he's being petrified.
Pork is wiping guts and grime on a tree off of his hammer. I don't know if the forest will like it, but he needs to clean it up.
You are so Gimli in this.
Gimli never does that.
All right, so do you head further into the forest?
We have no choice. We can't head back.
We're across Rubicon, probably by now. Right?
If you guys glance over, you see a giant weasel.
Yeah, come on, weasel.
Motioning.
Yeah.
And he starts leading west.
Can we ride on his back?
Can I ride the weasel?
I don't know.
Is it a large? Aaron,
I'm not a large. Aaron, I'm a medium creature.
No, you can't, unless you're a halfling.
Well, you said
I'm a dwarf.
I'm a giant weasel. Weasel's usually small.
Like, you could get on him, but you're too heavy. He just...
Yeah. It'd be like a cat when you put a piece of tape on his back.
But I'm going to stay as a giant weasel.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay.
If you guys follow me, hopefully there's any more cockatrices.
Yes.
They see the weasel and they don't want to mess
with it. Okay, we will do that.
I hope I'm not going to deter it.
Yeah, if you ever put a piece of tape on a cat's back, it's like it's constantly trying to walk underneath that piece of tape because it feels something. And it'll
what
walk
the hell are we talking
with
about?
Its back bow.
We do back. So!
I'll lead in the front. Plus, I also have a perception bonus for hearing and smell, so I can hopefully notice other things that
occur. What the hell are we looking for? I look around for mushrooms.
You see none.
Damn.
You guys can roll nature checks on those ingredients to see what you know about them.
Natural 1.
On which ingredient?
On the piss. I know nothing of piss.
You know nothing.
Torque gets very confused a couple times a day. When
10
he starts
on
urinating.
The, what's the first one on the list?
The swift rock mushroom.
10 on the mushroom.
Okay.
Natural 20 on the dawn owl feathers.
The mushrooms, the only thing you know about them is they grow on solid minerals that are in a near constant state of motion.
That sounds terrible. And then 21 for fairy tears. And then he got a natural 20 on
the owlbear feathers. So dawn owlbear feathers utilize a photosynthesis-like process to provide nourishment to the owlbear. So their feathers are like reflective and catch the sun.
Okay.
They are easily spotted due to their shimmering and reflective nature.
Okay.
Fairies are thought to share most emotions in common with other races, but one has never been seen to express sadness.
Joy.
Maybe the urine's gonna be easier than I thought. So a mushroom that's on some kind of moving mineral, a tear of a fairy that never is sad, the urine of a, what was it?
A wood troll.
And I know absolutely nothing about it.
And the
Aberonia.
The special feathers of an owlbear that allow them to live, basically.
We can have Shane
Roll
Nature
energy.
On the...
Oh, the wood troll?
Yeah.
Sure.
7
0.
7.
Shane doesn't remember anything useful. You rolled after 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you do remember, you've heard somewhere at some point, that trolls are vulnerable to fire.
After he wrote a natural 1?
Yep.
So attack him with ice.
Maybe you put the troll's hand in fire, he will pee.
Hey, it happens to firefighters. They get hit with a wave of heat, and they'll, like, involuntarily pee. Because Kevin Smith, who knew that fact, had Batman do it. People got pissed off that he had Batman pee his pants when he wrote a Batman story.
Really?
Yep.
Otacon peed his pants.
Fire.
He's a hero.
Okay, well, we had that information. We head deeper.
Alright.
Following a giant weasel.
We do.
Before everything, can I try to see if I can have like any information on the Lunas flower?
Now that you've seen the forest, and based on what he said before, you have a general idea that it's probably something that's going to bloom in the ebb flow. So you'd have to go out into the ebb and get it.
In the death zone once it's in.
Okay.
So you'll be taking damage.
Most likely, yeah.
When you turn back into the normal, do you, like, come out of it like a titan? Or does he turn back?
It's a morphing type of aspect. So, like when you see him, like, any clothes, material, stuff he has on him morph into the body, and the shape just turns...
Like animorphs.
Into a,
animorphs.
Into an animal.
That was kind of hoping.
That's why he whistled for the cloak to float above him, so that it wasn't going to be turned into him or anything. I don't know how that would work.
I'm just saying that if you did, like, come out of the weasel body, then there's our armor.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Just don't harvest me, please. You can maybe trim some hair off of me. Like, you just trim a little bit of hair and just set it around.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, maybe the smell will deter things or something.
Like a naked mole weasel?
Yeah. Naked weasel. Naked giant weasel.
That would be fantastic. That's a great idea. Would you allow me to shave a little bit of hair off of your back?
As long as it's not his head.
Okay. Off the back, I shave a decent amount of hair, put it in a pouch, save it for later.
Just do a little bit all the time.
Write that down.
I keep thinking you're green. Because of Beast Boy.
I'm not a green weasel.
I know, you're a weasel.
Why'd you pick a weasel?
That's an actual thing.
Oh, weasel? Really?
Yeah,
it is?
Yeah, people in medieval bestiaries believed two things. One, which you didn't catch up on. You probably never will again, so I'll go ahead and tell you. But one was that the only known creature immune to their petrification is a weasel. And the second is they are killed instantly by a cock's crow. And that's why Gutspiller found one dead in the chicken coop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's also true of the basilisk from Harry Potter.
Yeah, they're sort of the same creature.
Yeah.
But at some point they diverge into two different ones.
Well, we definitely don't have any chickens.
Or cocks.
Well.
All right, that was exciting. What's going to happen next? Well, you have to find out next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Bye-bye, everybody. Mwah.